Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I saw the other day on TikTok someone say, like, baby gay sounds so, like, sweet and unsure, like baby gay. And she was like, in reality, like, when you first come out, can we address the fact that we're all feral? Like, baby gay, absolutely not. She was like, baby gay, how about feral fruit?
Feral fruit.
Feral fruit, because it's
that,
like,
is so funny. That is so
true.
That is hilarious.
Like, especially for those of us who have come out a little later, like,
yeah, you guys are just feral. Foaming at the mouth.
Also, you're I just hate to be this person always and forever, but you're gonna have to spit out whatever it is you're sucking on right now.
I'm getting as much suck time as I can before I
quota that you have to fill? What do
I'm
you
in a long distance relationship. I'm used to limited suck time.
Stop it.
I feel like I missed a joke.
The second that your father walks away, that's the way that you speak to me.
What did he say? What he did our son say? Elena,
you look really nice, Elena.
Oh, that's a really nice top, Elena.
It's nice.
Looks nice. Really good.
No. Oh.
I don't know what to say when you guys get all like that. I don't know what to...
Elena, okay, you know how we cleared up our shippage?
Look at how similar we look.
Today. That's what I'm saying. I was wondering if we should switch the hat around.
Let's switch the hat around. Whatty?
It was definitely bring your son to work day.
We're all wearing black, so that's good.
We're going to switch the hat around, Mac. One.
You want me to, like,
count
turn?
Three. No, we can do like a... Yeah. Yeah, do a turn. Yeah. One, two, three. Went a different direction.
And there we see the generational gap.
I'm in a spinning chair. What do you want me to do?
No, I asked Mac to please stop sucking on whatever she was sucking on, and she told me that she was trying to get as much suck time in as possible because she's in a long-distance relationship.
Gross.
That exactly. is not what I said. I said that I'm trying
no?
to... I'm used to actually, limited... I'm
actually...
I'm used to limited
Elena,
suck
you look
time.
Like you're going on a hot date. What would you wear on a hot date?
I just
are we
black,
your hot
it's
date?
It's literally a black tank top.
No, you know what
you're
doing.
It's literally a black tank top.
No. You look very nice.
Thank you.
Okay, Elena, you know our shippage?
Yes.
And how we cleared it up, right?
Yes.
A really
Why
long time
ago. Why
doesn't
anyone ship me in anything?
I think you do.
I think people also ship you and Elena.
A little, but not as much as you guys.
Is it still happening? I feel like it stopped happening.
I didn't think it was still happening. And I post question boxes on my Instagram 2 times in the past 2 weeks. One was for like a solo Q&A. One was for a Q&A with me and Mattia. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. People, it wasn't like, are you and Elena... Like, talk. It wasn't like questions about if we were talking. Mm-hmm. It was, are you not going to address you and Elena?
What?
Don't you think
are we going to talk about you and Elena? One of them had like the eyes, like the side eyes.
I
was
think
like,
bits.
You don't know my audience.
Yeah, actually, you would think it's bits.
Well, people are weird. Like, I had a guest on the other podcast recently, and someone was like, there's so much chemistry between Maddie and that guest. And I was like, no, there was not. Like, it's so
people
crazy.
Are starved. They just want...
Right,
like,
but that's fine. They can be starved. But the thing I'm confused by is, like,
let them starve. Let them starve.
Like, I'm confused because...
Those kids in North Korea, they
Stop
can be
it.
Starved.
Actually,
it's fine.
Please don't talk about North Korea on this podcast.
Okay, I'm obsessed with North Korea, though.
Okay.
9/11 is second only. Evolved. There was a long North Korea sesh that I did for a long time. I wanted to go.
No, but what I'm confused by is that, okay, they're starved for representation. They're starved for queer relationships. Okay. But you and I are both very public about the fact that we are in happy relationships with other people. So where's this? What
it's, I don't it's the gaslighting it's of them from. Being like, you're not going to talk about it. Like,
talk about what?
Exactly.
Let's bring your girlfriends on the podcast and have them sit down.
I was talking to my girlfriend about this, actually, for like when we come out.
Oh, yeah. I'm in L.A. next week. Should I? I don't know if I'm going to be bit too busy, but I maybe I'll.
She would love that.
Okay, maybe I'll hit her up.
She knows get all some the coffee. Good spots.
I'm right here. You could just ask me to my face now.
What? What is happening? I don't get that joke.
I'm Mac's girlfriend.
Oh, that was good.
No, sweetheart, I'll speak for you. Yes, she would love to.
She would love to. I'm right here, babe.
Your girl, it's funny because I'm like, oh, I have this new friend, but like, your girlfriend is so much younger than me. Like, I think it will actually look like a mom and her kid, like, you know,
the height doesn't help.
Yeah, the height would also be.
Elena, yeah. You will understand when you meet her. She's 4'11".
She's small.
She's so small. It's like, it's hilarious. Like, you don't realize. The first time I met her, I was like, what the fuck? Like, you are
she's
small.
Just, like, little.
She's very short.
S-M-O-L,
I gotta
small.
Say, I do love, I love when my partner is shorter than me.
It's cute, but really I wouldn't, fun. I don't think I could go any shorter than she is. You know?
And you won't have to.
So, it'd be so hard to find, fine. Honestly.
Like, it'd be too like tall a search. And too short, it's like you're too far away from me. I have, like, attachment issues with that kind of distance. You know, I couldn't do it.
All right, I think we should do a ton of questions on this episode.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Chosen Family Podcast. We are your chosen family.
Hello.
In case you don't have another one, and we sit around the dinner table every week and we answer your questions. And I'm your hot teenage brother, Mac.
That's Mac, baby Mac.
Baby Mac is all of our little babies. And I'm Elena. I'm your mom.
And I am your father, Ashley.
Obviously.
Gavin.
Obviously.
Oh, remember how on the last episode I was like, I'm going to build in more time, like work-life balance?
Yes.
Yeah. You already did that?
Hello? Oh.
Is that a person? That's a personal call, I take
Hello?
It.
Hello?
Is this a good time for some more suckage? Or
No more suckage. Don't no sucking.
Hello?
No sucking on the podcast, Matt.
I have a coming to hang a paint a photo
Hold
of
on.
Mine.
Spons?
What?
Spons? Yeah,
we're not talking about brands anymore.
Why'd you bring it
us.
Up? Yeah.
Okay, so my it is gonna come. I'm just gonna let him into
Stop
my apartment.
Danny, bleep that. Danny, bleep it.
Ashley is using a service that provides people to come to your apartment and will do things for you. What
okay,
service that is, we
that
won't disclose.
So fucked up. I'm having a picture hung on my wall, and when he gets here or she, I will just let that person in. I'm gonna show them the thing, and I'm gonna run out. This is so that I can go to the gym before my shows. Okay, that's
you know,
why.
You know what I'm still waiting on to hang on my wall? My hand carved sign from Mac.
Oh, it's been a whole week.
Huh. It's been 2 weeks.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
It's been 2 weeks.
It's been weeks and weeks.
3 weeks ago that Max said that she was
okay.
going to get me a sign.
Here's the thing, you guys, is that I would be way more into woodworking, but I go to my dad's shed to do woodworking because he has like a tool shed that's like full of tools. And I know how to use them all, but I don't want him to come bother me. And be like, why are you making this box for your girlfriend?
You Why know? Are you making a sign for your not, definitely not your girlfriend?
If he saw a chosen family sign, he would think that it was like
for,
me
yeah, for
getting
him.
Closer to God or something.
Yeah.
I'm sure like the chosen thing. One, some sort of Jesus mm-hmm. family thing or something like that.
Mm-hmm. My name does mean like child of God or something.
Michaela. Every name,
as it should.
Every, according to Christians, every fucking name is blessed.
Can I look up
child
the Christian
God.
Meaning of all of our names right now?
I think I can tell you mine. I feel like I remember it.
Okay, I'm gonna, Elaine, I want you
mine
to guess.
Mine literally means the fucking tree. That's what it's. It's an ash. It's a reference to the ash tree. Oh. It's not a.
I think mine was
a god thing. You guys look this up, but please don't just make banter until I come back. Okay.
Okay, we'll manage it. Back. Thanks, Ashley. Okay. We'll manage it.
Should we look up Ashley's while she's gone and then do yours when she gets back?
Yes.
Oh wait, Ashley's does mean ash tree.
Yeah, she told us that.
He's not even fucking here yet. This Liar. Service that is not named. I think he's on the elevator right now, so he'll be up in a second.
Okay, so you're gonna come and go again?
I'm gonna come and go
what
again.
What comes from the ash tree?
What the comes?
That's the full. That's the full meaning of Ashley's name. That's like so sexy.
What comes from the ash tree?
That's so mysterious.
My name is so dumb.
It's so Phoenix.
You know what my sister's name is? Greer. My sister's name is Greer. That name is sick. That is an awesome gay person's name. That's an awesome famous person's name. Greer Gavin. I've asked her. Greer and don't. That's she used to hate that when people did that. When she was a kid. Stop bullying my sister.
I'm so sorry.
Stop bullying my sister.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. But don't you think I'd be way more famous if I were named Greer Gavin?
No. Ashley Gavin has a really good ring.
Oh. It does have a ring, but I'm with you, Ashley.
Yeah,
Your name was Greer Gavin. Better.
Okay, do you guys want to guess about Elena's name?
Someone told me once.
I'm running back. I'm getting nervous. I gotta go. I gotta run back.
Fair and beautiful was what
I'm getting a lot of mixed. I'm getting a direct translation of rock. I'm getting the Hebrew meaning being God has been gracious or God has shown favor.
Okay.
This other website, my personal favorite, is just beautiful princess beautiful. Oh, no, wait. This is attached to Iranian. Wait, what?
Did you spell it right?
Hold on.
Mac, you can't do this like Iran stuff with my name now, because it's just going to feed into this idea that I am your secret girlfriend. We can't do
me
that.
Being
we
like,
can't be
Iranian
doing that.
Iranian women are the most beautiful women in the world.
You're like, brown eyes. Brown eyes only.
No. Because when we got on today, I was like, her eyes look so nice.
What would we actually say, though? Like, if you were going to answer the question where someone's like, are we going to talk about you and Elena? What would we say? What would we, how would
maybe
we talk
about
it?
Maybe we should just start saying, like, when people ask it, maybe we should just start saying, no, we don't really talk about it. And like,
we should say, actually, we can't really talk about
it. In order to keep the podcast running smoothly, we just shouldn't
talk about
it. We don't really like to bring it up. Hey, Ashley.
We didn't say a single word the whole time.
Are you fucking kidding me? We still need to make an episode. He's here. He's currently taking measurements of my wall. Okay. Should I bring you guys out there? Like, what's the move here?
You just sit. Can't you just stay and
do you have to watch
the podcast?
I don't have to watch him, but I feel strange. What are you guys talking about? What does Elena mean?
Rock.
But the Iranian translation of Elena is princess.
Yeah.
Well, that tracks.
And that's all I care about.
That makes sense with what she's wearing today. I will say that she does look like a princess.
It's a tank top. For everybody who's just listening and not watching, it's literally a black tank
top.
Sorry,
but is red. Excuse me. The helper is redder for me. One moment.
Oh my God! This is chaos. This is chaos. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I'm a horrible cook to begin with, so making something healthy and delicious fast, that's what I absolutely love about Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
They also have gourmet meals that feature premium ingredients. My personal favorites? Broccolini and asparagus. But overall, Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You can simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use code chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code chosenfamily50 at factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Well, should we take a question?
Yes. Mac, I kind of want you to like tell me something secret and private and personal. That's what I'm feeling in this, like when it's a one-on-one.
How many boyfriends have you had?
Oh, good question. Serious actual boyfriends, one. Boyfriends in like junior high and high school, like no joke, probably 10. Like I had like 50 million.
So I had six.
Oh yeah, you did. Should we name them? Oh my gosh, should we name our boyfriends?
I can never say this kind of stuff with dad around because dad's always just like, you know.
Yeah, dad's always like, don't talk to me about straight stuff. If you're having straight thoughts, I don't want to hear it.
Oh my god, there was like a thread on that TikTok. Did you see it? There was like a thread on that TikTok and people were like, I'm surprised you said this. Like it wouldn't be straight thoughts, it would be bi thoughts.
Yes, I did. I was see like that. I'm like, oh my god.
I did respond. I don't usually respond, but I was you guys are so chronically online.
Yeah.
I cannot.
You were like, the joke is a joke.
It's a joke and it's to show contrast. It's not politically correct. None of what we said in that fucking section was, are you fucking kidding me? You think that my co-hosts are genuinely telling me not to have straight thoughts?
Yes.
What Ashley, I miss.
Just in time, we were just about to go name for name on all of our old boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. I can go name for name. Let's start.
Okay.
Oh. Tim.
No. Like, boyfriends.
Tim.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Kim.
Are we going, like, one, one, one?
Yeah, let's
go. As opposed to, like, all?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Tim.
Bruno.
Bruno?
Bruno? Devin.
I'm out.
Steve.
Brett.
I'm still out.
Dave.
Brady.
Adam.
Jake.
I'm out.
These names are so white, it sounds like I'm making it up.
Tyler.
Jack.
Gordon.
Matt.
These are so white. I know.
I don't think my person is going to believe that this is a real work meeting. I'm just screaming, I'm out, I'm out, I'm out, over and over again.
It's like sell. It's like saying sell. You're like, we're out, sell, sell, we're out.
Bye. Buy more white men. Bye, bye, bye.
I think I named all of mine.
I don't even remember. Most of those were like junior high crushes. I can't remember if they were all my actual boyfriends.
Oh.
Many of them were.
Well, that's not fair. I went with my actual boyfriend.
I did cycle through a few.
I'm so pure and Christian. I've only ever had one boyfriend.
Oh my God. I had enough that my mom was concerned for me.
Should we do questions?
Oh, little did she know.
Should we do questions? Because
oh yes, right. That's what we said we were
like
do.
Done no
oh,
questions
fuck,
on the last
like
episode.
20 minutes in already.
Did we introduce the podcast?
Mm-hmm. I think we did.
Great. Thanks. We did. Hi everybody again. Thanks for still.
Did you guys watch
here.
The TikTok I sent you that I made? It was the one I just asked you guys to act for?
Let me see. I did not watch it. You want me to watch
Wait,
it?
Wait, you made it? What?
I pre-filmed my parts right before I got onto the Zoom.
I was like, you are a prodigy. How did you do that while we were recording?
It's good. I love it. It's great, Max.
Do you get it?
Watched. Yeah.
It's such a niche joke because only the podcast people will get it. I also don't think I care because it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. I like it. It's good.
Should I watch it now?
Yeah. Yeah, watch it and I'm going to check on my frame.
Oh, that is good. No, that's good. Funny? That's so good.
I hope you guys know I have entire folders saved on my phone of TikTok audios for us next time we're together.
Yes.
One of which for that I'm going to use on Elena that is like there is not a more perfect TikTok audio for Elena.
We said we weren't going to announce our relationship publicly like anytime soon.
It's this audio proves different. Just trust.
Okay, I trust you. I trust you.
There's actually two that are really good for
Elena. Every week, we answer your questions on the Chosen Family podcast.
Every week, we make one TikTok about the Chosen Family podcast.
Every week, we say we're going to answer your questions and then just talk for 35 minutes.
Well, what do you expect when you get three women together?
We didn't do like life updates, but I guess we're not. We're just doing questions.
I'm all out of life.
Yeah,
I can't. I have so much life last week, and it's still impacting me today.
I have one thing. My basic entire update is just that Ashley, the amount of people in my life that have come to me and said, "Hey, can you please pass on a message to Ashley?" is like too many people. So to summarize, there's one camp that is grateful for your talk about EDS and your disability, and genuinely people who have come to me and said, I went to my doctor and I now have a diagnosis thanks to Ashley.
Wow.
So I have that camp.
Wow.
And then I have the camp that's like, I have a crush on Ashley. I'm also married, but can you please tell her anyway?
And they're in a straight marriage.
Well, I didn't hear any messages from your sister in there.
I'm never talking about my sister ever again on this podcast.
I cannot wait.
I am an only child. I am an only child on this podcast.
Guys, I'm going to soft launch this because it's so problematic. We're not taking questions. I'm going to soft launch this because it's so problematic what I'm about to say.
Oh, no.
Me and Maine Babes, we made it official, but it's still an open relationship. And we don't foresee it being open forever. So at some point, we're going to close that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that I have to get my threesome in now.
You've never had a threesome?
Mm-mm.
That's shocking.
Oh, you've never had a threesome?
I've never had one. And people keep telling me you can't solicit threesomes on the internet via a podcast. I'm not allowed to do that. So
why?
I
don't understand.
You're manifesting it. You're not soliciting.
I'm not manifesting. But I am manifesting. And I would, if I'm manifesting it, here's what I'm manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
Two femmes.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're their toy.
I'm the toy. Yeah.
You're the toy.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it personally, but I'm wishing you well, and I'm excited to hear about it after. And
I believe in this for you. I think you can make this happen for yourself.
I need it to happen. I need it to happen.
Would you ever... You wouldn't have a threesome with... Okay.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
I couldn't either.
It would be...
I would cry.
In that situation, we both like to be the special little snowflake. So, you know what I mean? So it wouldn't work.
This is so exciting for you. I'm so excited for you.
We're manifesting.
Why was this not your new
your moon intention? Why did you put this out into the world?
It's too late now.
You can't blame anyone but yourself, Ashley.
The tasker is like, what is happening in that room? Speaking of which, you guys find a question. I'm going to check on the task.
Okay.
Maybe this could be her eclipse intention.
I
you didn't like that. Elena, that was
sorry.
Hilarious.
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
I said maybe this could be her eclipse intention because of Twilight.
Oh, I didn't even. I was just like
eclipse after new moon.
And it's then also just dawn. Like that's also just like a space and stars reference.
Guys, no, I'm pretty sure they got that Twilight. From the Twilight movie.
Good news, guys. My tasker really likes comedians, so Ashley. He totally gets what's going on in here.
Okay.
Well, does he know you? Is he on your text list?
Missing Max's greatest lines.
Oh, what were they?
She just said.
It's not the same after.
I like jokes.
Because it's funny, not even the way that you were you thought it was funny.
My actual joke wasn't funny.
The actual joke wasn't funny. She goes.
Did she czar of analogy again?
No, she czarred of like not like reference, citing the wrong reference, like citing a secondary source. That's what she's a czar of. So she just said, why didn't you make that?
Are you really going to explain it?
Yes, I am. I need someone else to laugh with me.
All right, I'm going
to
get some suck time in.
Stop it. She said, why didn't she make that her eclipse? Oh my God, you're sucking through me off.
It always does.
Oh no! I'm done. I quit the podcast, actually. She said, why didn't she make that her eclipse intention? And I was like, oh, good one. She's like, you didn't get my joke. It's like Twilight. And I'm like, no, that's just the stars.
Are you fucking serious? You learned about
like,
the
she goes
the
like
lunar,
new moon
the scientific
new
lunar
moon,
event of
eclipse,
an eclipse.
New moon. Twilight.
You've got to get out of Missouri. You must.
They don't we don't believe in all that sky shit here. It's
sky shit. You
we like
the
bugs
moon
on the ground.
Passing in front of the sun. You mean
I
the
still
moon?
I still haven't found a question.
Fucking
people are
find
writing
one.
Novels, which is great.
Tell them to fuck off. No, own your shit. Tell them to fuck off.
No, I'm not telling them to fuck off. They're sharing really important stuff.
No, tell them to fuck off.
Okay, how about, I know this isn't strictly queer. Doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be. Ask anything you want.
There are
I know
straights
this
here.
This isn't strictly queer, but how do I stop obsessing about my partner, like about their needs and feelings and ignoring my own?
Let me know when you figure it out.
Same. Ashley, tell us.
Well, I feel like that's a really loaded question, and, you know, ultimately it comes back to you, and it has nothing to do with your partner. No offense or anything.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, maybe you have a partner that is very highly demanding and whatever, but, like, you shouldn't be with a person who has the expectation of you meeting all their needs and taking care of everything that they do, right? So, like, if it mm-hmm. is your partner's fault, you need to get out of that relationship. But if it's more likely... Mm-hmm. Some sort of combination or you inviting that into your life,
mm-hmm.
I would recommend a healthy balance of, like, looking into it in therapy. Like, where yeah. you think about your childhood and whose needs you were taking care of and yada, yada, yada. And honestly, if it's your mom or your dad, that's the answer. You have to figure out that it's your mom or your dad. You figure out which one or both. Once you figure that out, you be mindful. You practice some mindfulness, being like, oh, I'm doing that thing again. And mm-hmm. redirect your energy. Go for a jog. Okay? Take a
Truly.
Cold shower.
Redirect your energy. I have that, like, hypervigilance
thing. I think the frame is...
Ashley. She's gone again, everybody. She keeps... She just leaves. She comes and she leaves.
It's
just
a
like,
very dad episode
I was,
for her. She's very like, in character.
Thinking, yep. She just comes and goes as
we
she
We need to
pleases.
Put a trigger warning on this episode.
We do.
Trigger warning. Abandonment issues.
Dad,
do yes. not listen.
Dad leaves. Dad leaves multiple times. Will Dad come back?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
So many of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. If you had unlimited time, how would you use it?
If you're looking to find what's important to you, what you want to be a priority in your life, therapy can help. Through therapy, you can find out what matters to you so you can do more of it.
I've been in therapy, you know, for a really long time. And I know for me, that time is the best me time that I can use because it helps me reset my priorities.
This time of year is all about fresh starts and new beginnings. And therapy can be one of the tools I like to use during these times of change.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/chosenfamily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/chosenfamily.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
You have to listen to
You know, a lot of the time on this podcast, I forget to speak because I'm just listening to you guys.
You and do it's kind a lot of a of problem.
Well, yeah. That's just how I am IRL. But also, a lot of the time you guys have things to say that I don't know anything about.
But you don't have to know... You don't have to know about it to share your own experience. Yeah, like when you hear the question, it's also helpful to say, oh, this is how I experience this problem.
That makes sense.
Like, do you feel that at all? This kind of obsessing over your partner's needs or like a sense of, for me, it's a sense of hypervigilance to like their emotional state. And I lose track of my own. I'm getting way better at this through therapy.
I remember you talking about that on actually like a really early episode, I'm pretty sure. So you feel like you've gotten better since that?
Absolutely, yeah. Because I feel like I noticed it pretty early on where I was like, what is going on here? Where I had this like hyper focus on, like a fear that like trying to manage her feelings and her experience and all this stuff when it's like, oh, that's just my fear of losing her. Like, oh, I'm just, for the first time, really afraid of losing somebody. This really matters to me. And so the way that my anxiety has twisted that has, like, made it become this, like, because the thing that anxiety always creates is a desire for control. So when you have anxiety, you
think, yeah, it does, baby. Yes, it does.
If your anxiety is like, well, if I can just control every aspect of everything, I'll feel better. So my anxiety around the relationship, my anxiety around losing this person manifested as me like thinking that if I just paid close enough attention and like was this hypervigilant person, I could manage and control her experience and then she would never leave, when it's like not helpful or healthy or a good experience for anybody.
I was going to say the other side of this is that you're not actually helping with your partner's needs by obsessing over them. You're suffocating them. You're making them feel paranoid. It's all a balance. We never want to neglect our partners, obviously, but like I know the healthiest relationship of my life. I can see the distance my partner. I wish I had her level of like go with the flow, because she is just so able to be there for me and not make it her obsession. It's like, and it doesn't hurt my feelings. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't hurt me at all. She just listens to me and care. You know what I mean? Supports, but doesn't try to control or solve. And it's great.
It's not your job to manage and pursue every piece of your relationship. Like it's not your job to manage the other person's experience. They're doing that. They're grown up just like you. They've lived their whole life.
Yep.
Just like you. Like if somebody's going to leave you when you stop, like it's like what you were saying earlier, Ashley, if someone's going to leave you because you not being obsessed with their feelings or whatever is like taken as neglect, then good riddance.
You're not in a good relationship for sure. Yeah. I've been in codependent. It is hard. I've been in codependent relationships, and oftentimes they just don't have a good foundation and that person's not compatible with you. Like compatibility is a 100%. Big fucking deal. Like it is crazy. You are a neurotic person. The person you're dating is going to be neurotic to some extent. And sometimes those things kind of cross each other out and make you both better, but other times it can make you both worse. So re-examine that part of it as well is a piece of advice that I would have.
And trust. Like, there's an inherent lack of trust in the person who's, like, I'm speaking from experience. When you do that kind of, like, obsessing, managing, controlling of somebody else's experience or feelings, it's because the layer below that is that you don't trust that if you don't control it, that they're going to leave or they're not going to be able to manage it on their own.
Or they're going to get mad at you or something. Or the relationship is going to implode.
Right. And that's not fair either.
That's a red flag for sure.
But even it can be a red flag, but it's also like you have to test. The only way you're going to find out is by letting go of the control and seeing what happens. Like you have, in order to test it and build the trust, you gotta take a step back.
Yeah, totally.
But how? I don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know.
How do you do that? I don't know.
It makes me think of like, oh, go ahead.
No, Mac, you go.
I was gonna say it makes me think of an ex that I had where they had it in their mind, so it was in my mind that like I could fix their insecurities. Like it was a lot of like, it was a lot of like pressures that they would put on me for me to solve their insecurities. Almost like if I gave them enough affirmation, if I gave them enough like feedback, then that would fix them. But no matter how much I felt like I tried, nothing would work.
Go into the air though. Is that something they said explicit? How did they make you feel that way? Because was that something that was said explicitly? They were like, "You are going to fix my insecurities," or like,
no. It was something that I learned after the breakup, because a problem that we had was that I felt like when I got out of that relationship, I felt like I was a really horrible girlfriend because I had been so in it, and they were constantly telling me that I wasn't doing this enough. I wasn't doing this enough. And so I was like, okay, I'm not doing those things enough.
Well, there she goes.
But
again.
Then I left.
Just
and
like your
I realized
dad is doing
that,
right now. In the middle of your
back memories.
In the middle of your sharing.
Should I just keep going?
Yeah.
But then when I left, I realized that these were things that it didn't matter how much I tried to fix it for them. It didn't matter how much I affirmed it. Like, these were problems they had to solve within themselves. I realized it wasn't a lack, for the most part, it wasn't a lack of me, like, being a good partner and trying to give them what they were asking for. I'm sure there were times when I could have done better, but it was insecurities that they had, like, them constantly accusing me of cheating or, like, going through my phone when I've given them absolutely no reason to think that. And like that kind of stuff, it just is not something that I feel like you can solve for them. And so when I let go of that and got away from it, I was really relieved that it wasn't something that like I didn't have to be worried about anymore. Like, it's not my...
Yeah, and
does this make
sounds,
sense?
It does. It sounds like you're almost coming from the other side of it, where you were on the receiving end of somebody kind of obsessing over your experience and trying to manage how you felt about them, trying to manage, like, trying to find a way to build that trust when it wasn't that you're untrustworthy, it's that person had an insecurity that they thought it was your responsibility to fix.
Yeah, it was like, and keep, you can try as much as you want to try. I tried for a while, and it just, like, eats away at you, and it's so exhausting, and it makes you question so many things about yourself. I feel like I'm putting myself on a pedestal. I definitely like did things wrong as well.
That's not what you're saying. You're not saying I never did anything wrong. You're talking about one specific pattern.
Yeah.
Dynamic that the two
of you like, had. I literally remember waking up one night and seeing them going through my phone.
I'm
like,
so sorry, guys. That was really rude.
That's okay.
It's okay. We just kept going.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll find out in the episode.
You can post a YouTube video reviewing the episode I was absent for.
Yes.
Just give commentary.
Yes.
I really
That's
appreciate
next
you
week's
guys.
Episode.
Was this okay? Do you feel shafted?
This is fine.
I think
I don't know how the listener feels.
Let's give everyone like a yearly
pass. Maybe you
pass.
Should stop worrying about how we feel so much.
Maybe you should manage yourself.
Please finish if you were not finished.
You were saying that you are putting yourself on a pedestal. I said, no, it's just a specific dynamic you're explaining.
Oh, I was going to say, like, they were so worried about if I was, like, having feelings for other people, interested in other people, all this stuff. When I, looking back, know that I did not give them any reason to feel that way. It wasn't something I did. It was an insecurity they had because they had dealt with people cheating on them, which I understand. Mm-hmm. But I was telling Elena, like, I remember waking up one night to them going through my phone to a friend I had met like on TikTok, where we had like maybe 10 messages back and forth, and it was me telling them that me and my girlfriend would love to meet up with them and like hang out, like literally trying to arrange a group hangout. And like waking up to something like that, it's just like, you can't worry so much about other people. Like you need to see them for who they are, go based on their actions. Try not to look into shit too much. It's usually not that deep, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a certain type of relationships take work, but there's a certain type of effort that isn't the type of work that relationships take. You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's a really
And
good
I
point.
Think when you've been in a good relationship, you know the difference. But a lot of that kind of efforting without it feeling collaborative, or you feel like it's like this internal mysterious thing, mm-hmm. shouldn't feel mysterious and one-sided, I mm-hmm. think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if that's mm-hmm. helpful for people to hear.
Yeah. Well, it's, I feel like I think everything that we're saying makes sense and is helpful, but I don't know that it answers the, because we're speaking for generally for people who are like having these kind of obsessive, hypervigilant thoughts. But this person who's asking the question clearly has a recognition or like has self-awareness. Yeah. That this is a me problem. And they're asking, because like that's step one.
Good
is like
you.
Recognize that the issue that so many issues in relationships and things like start with yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's so easy to say, oh, well, if she just said this or if they just did this different, then mm-hmm. I would feel better, when it's like, but would you? Like that's what Mac was saying, that mm-hmm. that your ex was like, well, if you would just compliment me more, if you would just whatever, let me go through your phone, then I would feel more secure, when it's like, maybe you want to look in the mirror.
Right.
But this person, I think, has crossed that threshold and is now saying, I recognize this is a me problem. What do I do? Mm-hmm. Which I think, Ashley, you said earlier.
Therapy, right?
Distraction, therapy, like not distraction,
and,
but
and when we say distraction, we don't mean bad distraction. Sometimes right. stopping your thoughts is a part of mindfulness. It's recognizing mm-hmm. that this thought is leading you to a spiral, so you need to take yourself away from that spiral. It's not a mm-hmm. distraction in the sense that something good is happening and you're pushing away from it. You're like, something's bad is happening, and so I'm not going to go down this spiral path.
Yeah.
But
refocus that energy.
And I would just say, like, I don't know. I think it's worth examining the relationship. And when I hear that, if it were my friend, and obviously I have no context, I think it's worth a re-examining. Internally, not even necessarily with the other person.
Yeah.
No need to cause drama, you know?
Wait, what do you mean by that? You mean that, like, they
am I in an optimal compatibility situation?
Gotcha.
That's all. You guys want to see the frame?
Yeah.
And tell me what you think?
Yeah.
I can't really see. You're going to have to send a picture. It.
Okay, I see why you needed help with that. That's a big... Hello? Yes.
Do you like her? Her name's Claudia.
She's nice.
Wow. Mean... Hi, Claudia.
Hi,
you guys,
Claudia.
What? You guys don't like it?
I think it's No. I like it.
Here's the...
Oh, another. Okay, more.
Do you guys, does it look?
It looks really good.
Yeah, look.
It looks really good.
It looks flush, and is it too high?
No, I'd say it's
just
right.
I would say perfectly.
Just right where it's supposed to be.
I'd say it's right where it's
right in proportion.
Right there.
Does it look like it's not, what do they call it? Aligned, not
centered.
Centered, not centered. Flat.
Definitely not flat.
Not flat. I'm not seeing anything flat. No.
Level.
I could not possibly tell you that without my toolkit.
Should we do one more question?
Yeah. So this actually, I love this because it touches on something I was actually I've been thinking about. So you know how people like it, you say baby gay. Right? Like when someone's like a new to the queer community, they call themselves a baby gay.
I think that term's offensive. It's problematic.
Well,
are people saying it infantilizes
babies? Babies are gay. Babies are gay. And so that is like kind of grooming to call people baby gay.
Grooming? I'm proposing a change. No, I'm not. I saw the other day on TikTok someone say like baby gay sounds so like sweet and unsure, like baby gay, and she was like, in reality, like when you first come out, can we address the fact that we're all feral? Like, baby gay, absolutely not. She was like, baby gay, how about feral fruit?
Feral fruit.
Feral fruit, because it's
that
like,
is so funny. That is so true.
That is hilarious.
Like, especially for those of us who have come out a little later, like,
yeah, you guys are just feral. Foaming at the mouth.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's so funny. I love that.
Oh, honestly, I thought you were going to say we couldn't episode. Use the term baby gay anymore.
No. So this person says, do you all identify as having a healthy sex drive? What does that look like for you? As a recent older, 36, baby gay, I'm starting to wonder if my new seemingly constant thoughts of all the possibilities open to me is actually just a normal sex drive, and it has a bunch of likes.
Well, and I'm like, prove your point.
Yes.
I don't know what's normal. I feel
the
like
dirty 30s are so fucking real, dude. The dirty 30s. I am the horniest I've ever been in my entire life.
Dirty 30s, real. Now imagine compounding that with also like for the first time having
not
sex
being out.
That you actually want to be having.
I would have been a menace to society. I would have been a menace.
Yeah.
I think sex drives are...
Why would that not be normal? It's individual, right?
Well, and so, exactly. So the
that's, I guess,
point number one is the idea of having a healthy sex drive. A healthy sex drive is a sex drive that feels good to you. Like, that's it. If it feels good to you, it's healthy. But I just love the kind of reframe of coming
out. I love it, too. I love it, too.
Yeah,
I think that's great.
All the possibilities.
And you have no idea how many cats I've taken into my home over the years. These feral animals that I meet in the wild.
Yeah, you know. Ashley's seen it. You've seen the difference between a feral fruit and, you know, one that's been around a bit longer.
Yeah.
Probably. In the excitement, the drive.
Honestly, guys, I think this was an episode unless we got to cut a lot.
Wait,
what was,
No. I want to hear what Mac was going to say about her sex drive. Let's not cut.
Oh, I was going to say it doesn't feel healthy because I have a really high sex drive, but I can't have sex. So I would like it to go away.
Okay.
Like I would seriously love it to go away.
We
like,
could take
be gone.
You to the vet. That's when you find a feral cat, you got to take it to the vet and get it neutered. So we can do that. Get you spayed.
I am 100% open to that.
For you.
Genuinely,
mindset.
If my sex drive went away, my mental health would be so much better.
Well, I have always wanted to write a joke about this because it's always like when the animals that are neutered or spayed tend to have happier existences. They're just less dysfunctional. They're less they're less moody, yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, don't you think that we should just neuter men? I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you're joking, but like I'm actually in the like I'm actually in the like vasectomies for all camp. Genuinely.
But obviously that's what I said was super gendered. Obviously that's aimed at the cis straight misogynistic community, if that wasn't totally clear, because we're doing fucking bits over here. I mean, I do think it would make life less complicated if no one was looking for sex. If no one was looking for sex, I think it would eliminate a lot of problems.
Yeah. And like Max problems. But I will say that I hope that you can look at this new type of sex drive that you're experiencing, listener, as an exciting thing, like an opportunity for exploration, less than a concern of like, oh, is this healthy? Is it not healthy? It's exciting. Like you're getting to, experience and explore. And I get it.
It is exciting. And I am manifesting a threesome currently. So if if you're feral and that works for you, I'm manifesting it.
I will put all my sexual energy into manifesting this for Ashley.
Let us manifest. Let us come together.
I can't help with that, Max. So if that's you, go ahead.
I would bet that I'm the horniest.
I'm keeping mine
all for myself. Of the three of us, though,
Czar
I would
of having
say,
sex.
I would say of the
you
three of us,
mean.
I am probably the most feral, I would say.
What makes you think? Okay.
Just saying.
Hmm.
Where are you getting that from?
I think I am the most feral because I'm the only one that can't do it. You guys get relief. I can't even masturbate.
Listener, what? Oh, right, because you cry or whatever.
Because of the tears.
Listener, write in. Who is the most feral? And does that mean that they have the highest sex drive?
Who is the czar?
Who's the czar of ferility?
Ferility.
I know everyone's. Everyone's going to say Ashley, and I know it. I just know it. You guys are like fucking biased. I know. I just know. And I want you to think before you type.
Why would you say that? Anyway.
She's pointing at her. Yeah, no, Ashley, you are. I would agree.
I don't know.
You can be the czar of ferality.
I appreciate
that. Shoulder is bugging me all of a sudden.
Let's go. We're done. We're clearly done. We've done three of these. We've cried last week.
Yes.
And we've done them 3 weeks in a row. Week after week, we have done these, and we are done.
And thanks for listening, everybody.
We love you guys.
Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast.
Don't you, Mac, we're not done yet. Don't you dare.
Mac, feral.
Take your fingers out of your mouth. Mac.
Oh. Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamin. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever Dog!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.